Okay, believe it or not, about 2 months ago, we celebrated Christmas. And we talked about the importance of keeping that spirit of Christmas alive in our hearts all through the year. And then from there, we went into Epiphany, the season of Epiphany. During Epiphany, we heard Jesus teaching a new interpretation of the Holy Scriptures. Jesus taught that the Holy Scriptures was really a love story between God and his people. His parables touched our hearts because of the simple and yet powerful message of gentle kindness toward every person, whether that person was a saint or a sinner. And today, Epiphany ends with the Transfiguration. Now, if Peter, James, or John had any question about Jesus' divinity, his transfiguration should have done away with it. They climbed a high mountain that we think is Mount Tabor, when suddenly Jesus transfigured into his divine persona. His face, it shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. And to make this event even more powerful, two of the greatest Hebrew prophets, Elijah and Moses, appeared. For one brief moment in time, heaven and earth came together. Now, both of these prophets were freedom fighters. Moses led the exodus of the Hebrew people from Egyptian slavery to freedom in a land promised to their ancestors. During their 40-year travels in the desert, Moses climbed Mount Sinai. He saw the glory of God, and then he returned with the Ten Commandments given by God for the people. Elijah, unquestioning faith in God, was boundless, and his faith was passionate. His purpose in God's plan was to renew the people's faith in their God. Elijah defended the worship of this Hebrew God through, Elijah defended the worship of the Hebrew God over that of the Canaanite God, Baal. Everybody heard about Baal, okay? God performed many miracles through Elijah, including resurrection, bringing down fire from heaven, and finally, Elijah entered heaven alive in this fiery chariot. Now, the scene of Jesus' transfiguration is the complete opposite to his birth. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem, he's surrounded by farm animals. And now here he stands with the greatest prophets in Hebrew history. Now, Peter, who's one of my favorites, he feels he has to say something, like us. You know, we're like, oh, maybe we have to say something. So he offered to set up three tents. Now, I have read a lot of things about the Transfiguration, and I have never found a reasonable explanation why Peter wanted three tents. I mean, you know, come on. But I think he was just being human. How many of us in a situation feel like, well, we've got to say something? And when we think back, we go, why did we say that? And I think that's why I love Peter, his humanness. Now, if this wasn't a fantastic event enough, what's even more mind-blowing, a voice from above says, "This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Jesus did not stay on the mountain. He came down to be with us because that is how our God is. Jesus does not want to be put on a pedestal and worshiped from afar. Our Savior wants a loving relationship where we trust him enough to share with him our deepest secrets, our hurts, and our joys. Transfiguration is defined as a marked change in form or appearance. It's a metamorphosis. I think every one of us should go through several transfigurations in our own lives. When we come to know God and we allow His divine love to surround us, it'll help us transform ourselves into better people. Now, Wednesday is Ash Wednesday, and we begin our journey toward Calvary. Typically, Lent is viewed as a time of sacrifice and repentance. Now, I was raised Roman Catholic. Okay. I am Spanish and Italian descent. You can't get any more Catholic than that. The Irish get close. Okay. Now, during Lent, the nuns told me that I need to focus on my sins and my regrets. I was 6 years old. How many sins could I really have? I remember this, ask God, hand to God. I didn't know what it meant. So in confession, I said I committed adultery. It sounded good, and I thought it would please the priest. Okay. However, it is good to look into ourselves and see where we can improve, because we can always be better. But don't spend too much time doing that, because for one thing, it would get a little depressing if we see too many faults. On this Lenten season, don't just focus on what we lack, but spotlight the good in our hearts. That's what we want to develop and mature. And that's what interests God. God's love for us is unimaginable. And the way the world recognizes God's love is by the way we love each other. The good we want to see in ourselves, growth happens when we look into the eyes of the good that surrounds us. We hear countless stories of random acts of kindness, especially during tragic situations. And sadly, there's so much tragedy going on in the world right now. That goodness, those acts of goodness happens when God enters the heart and divine grace guides our thoughts and our actions. Those kind acts bring us closer to God's heart and closer to the kind of person God wants us to be. And that's the sort of person each of us should be. We are children of light. During Lent, recognize the light that is inside you and make it brighter. What can we do better? What is God asking of us and we don't do it because it's hard to do? Why do we find it hard to love? To love certain people? If we take a good look at these people that we find hard, could we possibly have the same faults that they have? We may never witness the divine nature of Jesus Christ so explicitly as Peter, James, and John. But how many miracles have we missed? Miracle number one, we're born. We're alive. Miracle number two, we have faith. We know how to love. And we love each other. Recognizing and being gracious to God's gentle and miraculous touch in our lives is essential. Lent is a perfect time to be aware of these daily encounters. They may not be as dramatic as a transfiguration, but they are just as powerful. Let's tap into the love and forgiveness that already dwells in our hearts. Forgive not only those who hurt us, but let's forgive ourselves for things that we've done wrong to others and things we've done wrong to ourselves. Let us strive to shine God's light a little bit brighter than we've ever done before. Enter Lent knowing that the resurrected Christ is always nearby. When we look with eyes of faith, we can see the glory of the Lord all around us. God loves us. God cares for us. And He will help us transform into the best person that we can be. Amen.